Hi, my name's Will.
And I'm Chloe.
And we're just going to be talking about general pop culture, reviewing films, games, TV shows, giving our general opinions.
Because people totally care about that.
Exactly. As well as doing a few little fun segments every now and again. Hope you enjoy. So on Monday, me and Chloe went to Scream Unseen at Epsom Odeon. For those who don't know, Scream Unseen is kind of like the creepy little brother of Screen Unseen. It's where you go to the cinema, you go to see a film, you don't know what you're seeing. Plus, it's only £5, which is amazing.
It's really fun. And I think I've been disappointed by any of the movies so far. They're always something really good. And also, they're usually not that mainstream either. So it's something you might not necessarily usually go to see. But it's always really fun. And I think most people should go see it. What people are talking in the comments of, like, because they give clues each week of, like, what the movie could be, and everyone's always talking about how, oh, the last movie was crap, and it's like, it's only £5, just get over yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Get out of your mother's basement and go see a film.
I remember the first one we went to see was Get Out, and it was, I was so happy.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
That was really good.
This was similar in a way. I mean, I don't think, because it was Ghost Stories, the film that we saw, what was announced, it was Ghost Stories. I don't think the consensus in the cinema was as positive as when Get Out was announced. I don't think it was, because sometimes it's like a collective, yes!
You can hear, like, the excitement in the room when they see what it is. Like, do you remember when we went to see The Shape of Water?
Oh, yeah.
That was the movie, and everyone was just so excited.
They were just so happy.
It was great. Everyone's just, like, guessing up until the movie starts. It's really fun.
Yeah. So I think the consensus, it wasn't like, oh, no, this is going to be terrible, but it was a bit more like cautious. It was, oh, yeah. I don't know what this is going to be. I'm not too excited for this, but
because I haven't really heard a lot about it.
No,
because it's out. I think it's next month. It's out
next month.
But I've only heard about. I think it was on a Glasgow Fright Fest, like last month or something. But I didn't really hear anyone talk about it. But did you actually go see the play? Because it's based on an adaptation of the play, and we wanted to go see it, but I didn't end up going because it was really expensive. So I don't know if you ended up going. It's written by Jeremy Dyson.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I was like, the beginning of the movie, I saw his name was on there. I was like, I know that name. And then it kind of occurred to me that he wrote League of Gentlemen. And I was like, yes. He's great.
Well, no wonder it's amazing.
Yeah, it was so good. And the ending is, I'm not going to spoil the ending, but it just reminded me of something from League of Gentlemen. It's like, oh, it really connects to that.
Mm. So, yeah, it was a bit, oh, I'm not really sure what to think, but we'll give it a chance. I was quite looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, because they showed, like, ages ago when we went to see something there, they had, like, short segments of trailers.
Yeah.
Because the film is, like, three cases that someone's looking into, and they would show, like, a bit from each case. I think my favourite was the second one, because I think his name's Alex Lawther. He was in Black Mirror, my favourite Black Mirror episode. And he is really, really funny. He just brought a lot of comedy to it. His character was really unstable, and also his reaction to the ghost and everything was just so me. He was so relatable. Yeah.
Because it was so scary, but it was so funny. Mm. And, like, the change in atmosphere from the beginning of the film to the end of the film.
Yeah.
There was just people, I mean, almost me in particular, hiding behind their hands, jumping, you know, laughing.
The movie itself didn't make me jump too much. There was the occasional one, but it was you more than anything that made me jump, because you jumped so much. I think I saw your butt leave the seat at one point.
Oh, I jumped into the ceiling.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, even for you, that was
a self-professed wimp, to be honest.
Yeah, it's
but it was. I think every film should be technically good, but I would also say that whilst it can be subjective, every film has a job to do. Like, a comedy should make you laugh, and a horror film should scare you, and this film terrified me to my very core.
You know what, the first one, it was the little girl, wasn't it, the ghost?
Yeah,
her face was horrible. I was like, because you didn't, like, you couldn't really see it sort of in the half light, but it was really gross. And also that guy was really, what's his name again,
Harry Enfield?
Yeah, he was,
which is really unexpected, because he's a very good famous British comedian. I mean, it was a British kind of semi-independent film, so there was people like Martin Freeman and Harry Enfield on.
Yeah,
you weren't expecting Harry Enfield to be quite as good as he was.
Yeah, he's doing really well, because wasn't he in The Death of Stalin as well?
He was.
He was really good in that as well. I love that.
Yeah, he was really good.
So he's kind of coming out of, like, the TV comedy and going into movies a bit more.
Yeah, well, almost straight acting.
I don't know anything about his past like career other than the comedy I've seen him in. But it seems like he's doing more films now.
Yeah. I think what made it so scary as well is the fact that it lingered on the ghost. Like, it had jump scares, obviously, but it was similar to The Conjuring 2.
Yeah.
In how it kind of built, like, you knew something was going to happen.
And they dragged it out, like, especially his one, they dragged it out so long, and that's not, like, a criticism, that's what made it good.
They just built the tension.
It was dragged out so long, you were just, like, so on the edge of your seat, it was like, something's going to happen at some point, I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to, and it was so horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't just sort of...
It went really quiet sometimes as well.
Yeah,
like,
it did.
It just, like, went really silent, and it was so good, and his character as well, because he seems like kind of a tough guy, you know? And then even he was, like, nervous.
A kind of British geezer.
Yeah, he was such a
Which made
geezer.
It almost worse.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if he can terrify him, he can terrify me, that's for sure.
Geezers aren't easily scared, you know?
No, I'm sure him to punch the little girl in the face, but no. But yeah, it builds the tension, it drags on, it lingers, and then when you actually see the ghost, even if it's a jump scare, like the third one ended with a jump scare, but it wasn't just a second jump scare and it was done, it lingered on the face.
It was horrible.
For so long.
The face was just like, the makeup was really good actually, some of it, especially at the end, because I think isn't like one of the ghosts like on top of this guy and he's like just like pinning him down. It's horrible.
Yeah. It truly is terrifying. I mean, but... The thing is, it's not just a scary film, because it could be a scary film. A film needs to be both do its job and be technically good. They both work in unison.
Yeah.
And this film was technically good as well. It was really well shot. The lighting was absolutely perfect. I mean, it was basically, apart from, you know, the natural lighting in the day, it was essentially just pitch black, apart from a flashlight, for example, which just added to the atmosphere.
Yeah, and also the bits, like the set design at the end, I thought was really good.
Yeah,
but,
it really
like,
was.
Without giving anything away, it becomes quite surreal, and just some of the stuff they do with like the set is really cool. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, in the ending, how it kind of it changed from setting to setting really.
Yeah, like really
smoothly,
rapidly, and like it was just great. And what they did with like the space they had, just like working with the set, was really cool.
It was really good. So I would very much recommend seeing Ghost Stories. It's something that I wasn't expecting to be quite as good as it was.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to it, but it was really, really...
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what to expect from it, actually, because I wasn't entirely sure of what the plot was. But basically the plot is this guy does, like, he debunks supernatural stuff on TV, and then he's asked by his sort of childhood hero to look into these three cases and come up with a reasonable explanation for them, because he couldn't. And so he has to go into these, like, and... try and come up with an explanation for them. But I wasn't really sure. I thought he was, like, maybe a supernatural investigator or something. Like, like more. I thought he was maybe...
Yeah, from the trailers,
actually
I thought that too.
He's skeptical, isn't he, in the film?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really good. I really like the documentary style at the beginning, where they sort of film it like he's doing the TV show.
Mm.
And then it kind of deviates from that a bit. But, like, at the beginning, I thought it was a really cool way to introduce it.
Yeah, I agree. And there's, without giving away the ending... Throughout the film, there's little bits. It's not, like, too convoluted or too obscure.
Mm.
Like, you notice them, so when they actually reappear in the ending, it's like, oh, what?
Yeah,
things.
You see them throughout the movie.
Threaded
and you're, like,
around.
Trying to figure out what it all means.
Yeah.
And you can't even guess. It's like,
and then the end happens, and it's like, oh, man.
Damn.
You feel quite bad for him in a way.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
But it is really good. I would definitely recommend seeing it.
Yeah.
When it comes out next month.
Yeah, I'll probably get a DVD or something.
Yeah.
And that's saying something now, because no one gets DVDs anymore.
I think
everyone's downloading or watching on Netflix, so if you get it on DVD, that means something.
You've got to get those extras.
Yeah.
But I think probably...
Can't wait to see how they do it, like with special features and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be really exciting.
I think what almost says you should see this film, almost most of all, is it terrified me so much I could not sleep that night.
You slept about four hours.
I stayed my phone until I passed out because I was so tired. No, I haven't. I'm still exhausted.
Because you sleep in the light anyway, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling everyone, Chloe.
Sorry.
Well, it's not a
secret. When you stay around, I can see the light, like the actual light on my room.
It's almost too bright, but I can't let the demons get me. But yeah, it's the fact it's the fact it scared me so much. I still think about it sometimes, and I'm like, I you know, it scares me.
Yeah.
But I want to see it again.
Yeah.
Because it was so good.
I don't know why you do this to yourself.
I'm an idiot.
Do you remember the woman at the end? There was like a jump scare towards the end, and that woman actually like screamed.
It was
everyone
so
was laughing. It was
that
really
was amazing.
Funny. I think the last time I heard someone react like that at a horror movie was The Woman in Black, where everyone's screaming.
Yeah. So.
Including me. I'm not gonna lie. That was horrible.
Definitely, definitely see Ghost Stories if you get a chance. In fact, no,
yeah, if
don't,
you like
not
movies,
if you get a chance,
definitely.
Make a chance. You go see it now.
Yeah. So next we're going to speculate who might die in Avengers Infinity War, because the trailer came out a few weeks ago now, I think, and everyone was kind of arguing about who's going to die. We were just writing down a list of characters, and there's so many that I'm sure we've forgotten some, but... That's what I'm worried about with this movie, is that there's so many characters, it's just going to be too much.
It's going to be a pile-up.
I think that's the problem with, like, Age of Ultron and everything. Like, there's so many... I hate that movie so much, but there's, like, so many characters in each movie now that it's, like, it's just overcrowded. But, yeah, we're gonna figure out and, you know, come up with conspiracies about who's going
to
die.
Yeah, it's a bit too late to talk about the trailer, but it's never late to speculate.
Yep. And, you know, I'm sure there'll be arguments, like, for the next few weeks or
whatever.
There
will be arguments.
Until it comes out.
there'll
be arguments
afterwards.
There will.
This person didn't die, even though he did.
I hope it's someone who we actually care about this time.
Oh, same.
Because, oh my god, they promised last time in Age of Ultron, and then it was someone I just didn't even like. So I didn't even care.
Quicksilver, who was even a really, really terrible version of Quicksilver.
Yeah. But, I mean, especially compared to the other one as well. Like, the one in X-Men is great. I love him. But he's just shit. So, I'm sorry. But I didn't like that movie, and I didn't like that death either. I just thought it was stupid.
It was a bit boring.
So, okay. What was I about to say? I can't remember. I'll remember in a minute.
We'll get back to that. So, let's start off the list. The first name we have is Thanos, or Thanos.
We're not really sure. We don't
Thanos.
Care.
Thanos? Thanos. Okay.
He's so cool.
So, do we think that Thanos is going to die?
No.
No, he
I
won't
mean, he's
die.
Been he's been teased too much at this point. Like, he's just shown up, like, randomly, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just been... I think he's going to be really disappointing, actually. Because so far, he has been quite disappointing. They have him show up occasionally, and it's like, yeah, I still don't care.
They showed him off too early, and now it's like, we're over you now.
Also, he looks like a thumb, so
he
that's
does
funny.
Look like a thumb.
A purple thumb.
Plus, considering he's one of the biggest bads in the Marvel Universe, I doubt they would have him for one film.
Yeah, I think it would be a hero anyway who gets killed off.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it would be one of the Avengers. But
I mean, some of the little villains, probably.
I actually heard that the writers were given permission to kill anyone they wanted.
Yeah.
But, you know, being given permission to do it and actually doing it is very different.
Two different things.
So I think it won't be anyone with any sequel potential. So it could be someone like Iron Man, because he's already done quite a few films, so he's probably, like, exhausted all his options now. I mean, I'm sure they can push it in a few more movies, but if they're desperate, but I think it will be someone who's already done a load of movies.
Yeah.
That's probably how we work out the probability of, like, who will die.
So one such person, of course, is good old America Captain.
I do like Captain America. He's so wholesome, even though he, like, you know, punches people and stuff. I really like him.
I remember at first, the first movie or two, he was kind of like how some people view Superman. He was like, oh, he's goody two-shoes, he's boring. But I actually quite like him now.
Yeah, I do like him. I especially like his friendship with Bucky and how that's turned out. I think they're really good characters, and they work well together. I think that's why people liked Civil War, because it was, like, to do with their relationship and...
Their bromance.
Their bromance, or their romance, if you're writing fan fiction. But I actually do think they have romance potential, but they're not going to do that, obviously.
No,
but if you look at them, you're like, they're so gay. Come on, just do it.
Homoerotic undertones.
Yeah, we need a gay character. I mean, come on.
I think Captain America's for the chop. I mean,
yeah, I think because his contract's nearly up anyway. Apparently, he's going to be leaving at Avengers. I don't know if he's leaving for Avengers 4 or after they do that, but I did see he's done after that. So there is very much a possibility, and there is also a possibility that someone else will step up to be Captain America, like either Bucky or Sam Wilson, I think. You know, his guy who flies or whatever. I can't remember his superhero name right now. you know what I mean, though.
Falcon?
Yes, Falcon. There we go.
I can't even believe I remember that.
I can't believe you remember that. You don't even like these movies.
How dare you? Okay, so moving on. Iron Man, another likely candidate, I believe.
Yeah, because he has been a lot. But he is also, like, the one that people like the most.
He is almost so, the main man, isn't he? Yeah,
so I think he definitely has potential in terms he's, you know, been in so much of it now. But also people do like him. So
I think he's been teased to die for so long.
We thought he was going to die last film, didn't we?
Yeah.
When the last Avengers came out, we thought it could be him. Or, God, do you remember when they teased that movie to be really dark and it ended up not being, and we were so disappointed?
Let's not get into that, Corey.
I was so disappointed. Because, like, that's what the trailers kind of made me feel like, oh, it's going to be really dark. And then it wasn't. I was just so upset.
I have hope that this film is actually going to be
what they're advertising. Yeah.
But, yeah. Spider-Man. He's not going to die.
He definitely is not.
He's had one film. He's already
got a sequel coming,
isn't he? He's definitely already got a sequel. Well, yeah, he does have a sequel.
Yeah, he does have a sequel. And also, everyone liked that film, so...
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't kill him.
The reaction was quite positive, I think. I really liked that movie. I thought it was kind of different. I know you weren't as big a fan of it as I was, but I think people liked it because it was, you know, like Thor Ragnarok. It was kind of
a step away
from what they usually do.
I didn't not like the film. I didn't like the fact that... All I heard of it was, oh, it's a Spider-Man we haven't seen before. Mm. Oh, it's completely different.
Yeah.
And then I went to see it thinking, okay, maybe it is. And it was exactly the same. I don't even care. It was exactly the same.
I'm sorry, but you'll never get better than Sam Raimi's. Especially in Spider-Man 3 when he goes all emo and he's like...
Does a little dance.
Everyone hates that scene and it's like my favourite thing. Because it makes me cringe so much, but it's so beautiful at the same time. I love it. It's just so perfect.
So, moving on. Another character who absolutely will not die, particularly as he's already got a sequel, and it's Black Panther.
I mean, he's one of two diverse characters, so
yeah,
he's
they're not definitely kill him not off. Going to. They'll chop off Marvel's heads.
That would be a riot, God.
Definitely. Imagine, the only two people who get killed are Black Panther and Black Widow.
They give us and they take away.
So he's not going to die. Thor.
I don't think so, especially not after Ragnarok.
I don't know. He's been abused a bit lately, hasn't he? Yeah. He's been beaten up a bit.
Yeah.
I think possibly... But maybe
just come back stronger. Also, I'm really excited to see him interact with the Guardians.
I think that'd be fun.
I think that'd be quite funny.
That's a good team up.
Especially after Thor Ragnarok as well, because it's more of a fun vibe, and he can now bring that to their side of the story as well.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
But I think...
That's what I'm most excited about, I think, about the film. Because I'm not really excited about it that much, but I think that would... At least I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason I think that Thor might die is because isn't there word that Chris Hemsworth is a bit tired of playing Thor now? He's a bit bored.
Probably, but I think that's why he made Ragnarok happen.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I saw an interview the other day, he realised that they weren't... I think it was Kevin Smith or someone did a podcast.
Yeah.
And he was saying how they were doing his character no justice. And so they listened to the podcast and Chris Hemsworth heard it and he was like... You know, I'll respect this person's opinion, let's change it. And so that's how they got Taika Waititi on board. Genius plan, by the way, he's amazing. I'm so excited for his new film, just sidetracking here. He's playing Hitler in his own film, and I'm just so excited. It's going to be amazing, you know it's going to be great.
Okay,
He's just so charming. But yeah, anyway, sidetracking, yeah.
So, okay, let's disagree. Thor may or may not die, but let's not cross out his name yet.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, on the line there, maybe.
Now, the man who is nowhere to be seen...
Oh, what are you talking about? This is the one everyone cares about.
How dare you? Okay. Everyone loves Hawkeye. No, I mean, the fact that he's not even in any of the trailers isn't a good sign.
My favourite thing was that he wasn't really in the poster, so everyone just photoshopped his face on everyone. I was like, this is so sweet. Everyone's just rising up to support Hawkeye. Because no one really cares about him that much, and I think he's alright, you know? But then, I think maybe that's like a red herring. Like, they're just trying to trick you into thinking that. Because, you know, obviously, I don't think people would care that much if he died.
No, I don't think
so. So I think they wouldn't do it for that reason. Like, it wouldn't have any impact, really. I'm sorry to Jeremy Renner right now, but, like, because he hasn't really used his full potential.
No.
I mean...
He's a bit boring.
Yeah. So that's sad. But I think maybe they're just doing it on purpose to make you think that he's going to die.
Maybe. He might be the most important character in Avengers Infinity War.
He could end up being, just, like, just in... He could be playing everyone. We don't know.
Shoots
that could
just Thanos be in the face trailer. With an arrow. But, I don't know. I think he's going to die, personally.
Yeah.
It was when his new trailer for Tag Team came out, and just universally everyone was like, so that's where Hawkeye's been.
That's why he's
not just playing tag. Okay. I'm not going to cross out his name, but yeah. I think he's going to die. Yeah. Hulk. Hulk's not going to die.
He better not. He's the best character.
He is the best character, and he's so underused.
He is so criminally underused.
He was the best bit about Thor Ragnarok.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie.
He was great, yeah.
So I don't think Hulk's going to die.
I'll be so pissed off.
Doctor Strange.
I hate him and I want him to die.
But I didn't even see the film.
I didn't see the film either. I just hate him. But the bits he was in Thor Ragnarok, I was like, go away.
It's his accent. I don't even hate Benedict Cumberbatch that much, but
I don't
please
like
don't
as
put
much
on
as
a
I
shitty
used to,
accent.
But that accent just makes me want to bang my head against the wall.
Yeah.
Like, just stop talking, you know?
I mean, in the trailer, he looks like he's in some trouble, but he's not going to die. He's had not, one film. Not. As you say, he's got so much
potential for future films.
Yeah. They're not going to kill him off.
Nah, too much money.
Plus, he widens up the Marvel Universe
yeah.
more, which they
like
need.
So much, right? Because
they've benefited
magic and
from. Ant-Man. Has Ant-Man been in the trailers?
I think possibly, but
maybe
he's also got his own
bit.
Sequel coming out as well.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, I think.
Oh, exactly. So he's not going to die.
So I think maybe they've got room for one more movie at least.
And then kill him off.
Yeah. But he's also really fun, and I like him. So
yeah.
They don't.
I mean, Paul Rudd's great, so.
Yeah. He hasn't aged, like, ever. Like, since the 90s,
like,
he just looks exactly the same.
A bit like Will Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. Black Widow. They're not going to kill off.
They're doing a movie now, aren't they?
Potentially.
Potentially. They've been saying that for years. I literally remember us talking about this in uni.
I do remember us talking. I remember, I think we went to see the first Avengers or Avengers Ultron.
Yeah, I remember talking about this in sixth form, even. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure, because they were teasing about it for ages and didn't do it.
It won't happen.
It won't.
But again, it's a similar story to Black Panther.
Yeah.
They're one of their only female characters. They're not going to kill her off.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way.
Yeah, but I think they also gave away a bit of a backstory in Age of Ultron as well. So it's like,
yeah.
What could they... Because they could have used that for a film, but they ended up using it in that. So I don't know if they could. But
I
maybe.
Just feel like even if she could justifiably die, there's no way they'd kill her off.
No.
She's too much
mm-hmm.
loved. Loki.
I don't think they're he's the only good villain, so.
But that's the problem. They use him so much. I think they need to kill him so that then they need to get a good villain.
Yeah.
Because he's basically a hero at this point. He's an anti-hero, leaning on hero at this point. And I think he has one final stint in him in Avengers Infinity War, and then please kill him off.
Yeah, because I love him, but he's like, they are relying on him at this point. In terms of villains.
Yeah.
See, this is why I prefer DC a little bit, because I think their villains are a bit stronger. But the movie, like, do you remember the second Thor movie? I was so excited.
It was the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's
it
saying
was
something.
The worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, I was really excited because obviously we love Christopher Eccleston.
I love Christopher, he's great.
But he... Only obviously
and they
did
just
it for the money. He admitted that.
Effed him.
Yeah, and he's like, that. You had a great actor there.
Yeah.
Like, you could have done so much.
They
that.
Ruined him
yeah.
a little bit. Okay.
So sad.
Let's the last couple of names. Let's be quick.
Whiz
for him. Star-Lord.
No.
No, they're not going to kill him off. Winter Soldier. I think yes.
Possibly, I think is a possibility. But he could also become Captain America.
Maybe. Groot. They're not gonna kill him off.
I mean, he could just come back anyway. Well, I mean, not, technically, I know he's not the same group, but he could just come back as a little tree.
We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that scene. Oh my god.
Vision, the most boring character
yeah.
in the Marvel universe.
There's quite a few as well. So.
I remember when he was first seen in the Avengers Age of Ultron poster, and everyone lost their minds. Like, oh my god, Vision's gonna be in it. I mean, I don't really know much about Vision, but everyone went crazy.
Yeah, I didn't really
and then he was so boring, and he is so boring.
Yeah.
So I think they'll particularly as he's got an Infinity Stone in his head, I think he'll die.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sick piece of jewellery.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Nebula. I think she'll die.
Oh, she's Karen... What's
Karen Gillan.
Yeah.
Or Gillan.
I don't know, because obviously her relationship with Gamora has developed a bit, so I'm wondering if they'll carry that on a bit.
She might die in kind of like, they...
I like her.
You know, they fix their relationship and she dies to save Gamora or something. Fun. You just wait.
I really like their relationship in the Second Guardians.
Yeah.
I think that was one of my favourite things.
So I'm going to cross her out because I think she's going to die. Gamora, same as Star-Lord, I don't think that will kill her. Sam Wilson...
I think he could become Captain America.
Maybe. I feel like he's such a secondary character that they would kill him off.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I feel like he's becoming more of a bigger character in this film, so I don't know if they would.
Okay.
But I think maybe. Could do, you don't know.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say they're actually going to keep him on. Drax, I think he's going to die.
I think he could.
Because they need to shake up the Guardians of the Galaxy anyway. Mm. Yeah. So I think Drax is going to die. Mantis, I don't think is going to die because she's only just joined.
Right. Yeah.
Have we missed anyone else?
Probably.
The witch lady.
The witch lady.
I'm going to get slapped in the face by every fan listening to this.
Oh, the witch lady.
Oh, God.
From what?
Vision's piece on the side.
Oh, I know who you mean. I can't remember her name right now. The one with, you know, Quicksilver's sister.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, Christ, what's her name?
Everyone listening, say her name and pretend that we said it. I think she's going to die.
I'm so sorry.
I think she's... We don't even remember her name. I think she's going to die as well. Yeah. She's about as boring as Vision.
Oh, Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch. I did it. There you go. We were just teasing you.
Yeah, we totally knew that.
She's definitely going
to
die.
We just wanted to make
her
cry.
Yeah, she's going to die.
Yeah.
For sure. Because she's about as boring as Vision.
But, like, I do like her as an actress. I think she's good. She tries really hard.
Mm. Yeah. She's not the worst.
Yeah.
And I think there's one more, isn't there? Who's Iron Man's?
Oh,
Rhodey. Rhodey will die, I reckon.
I hope not. I like him.
I mean, he's already been paralysed. I think he'll just die.
You know. Yeah, but he's the only disabled.
You've got to have that representation.
Yeah. I guess technically. Well. So,
we actually haven't killed as many characters off as I thought we were going to.
Yeah.
We've killed off Captain America, Iron Man, Loki, Vision, Nebula, Drax.
I think that's it.
The Scarlet Witch.
The others have too much money, you know, left to make.
Yeah. So that's who we think we're going to die. Who's going to die in Avengers Infinity War? Will we be right? Watch to find out. Who do you think's going to die in Avengers Infinity War? Don't contact us because we won't listen.
We don't care.
We don't care. No, of course we care, but, you know, I don't think there is a way to contact us anyway.
We could put our Twitters out at the end or something. You could put our Twitters in there.
We'll need to make Twitter.
Seriously, leave us alone then.
Leave us alone. Okay. Have fun, you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm sorry, this is mostly going to be me talking, and I apologise in advance for that, because, yeah, no one wants to listen to this. But, because Will hasn't seen the show yet, but I've been watching Final Space. There's 5 episodes out at the moment, and it's on every Monday, I believe. But it's created by Olaf Rogers, who is a YouTuber, and he's been working hard, really, like, for years to get his, sort of, animations going, and he's finally got the show out, which I think it was, like, I think Conan O'Brien must have seen, like, his pilot or something. He did, like, a short pilot episode on YouTube, and then it kind of all took off. And it's got some really great people doing voices in there, like David Tennant and, you know, Stephen Yeun?
Yeah, is he the Walking Dead guy?
Yeah, everyone's favourite.
Oh, Glenn. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's in it. And just loads of really cool people, like Gina Torres also as well. And also does the voice of the main character called Gary. He's really, like, he's very funny. He's just so great. It's kind of, like, wholesome, but also really sad at the same time.
I like Scrubs.
Yeah, oh, God. I've been watching that today. It's really good. But, yeah, it's, like, I really like this character. What's her name? Quinn. There we go. Her name's Quinn. She's, like, one of the characters in there. She had a really good episode. She had a really good episode. Episode 5. I think it's going to be really great development of characters in there. It's so good. Like, I just wanted to put it out there because it's just, no one really knows about it. It's set in, obviously it's set in space because it's called Final Space. So, there you go. The main character is Gary. He's like a prisoner on a ship, and then a lot of shit goes down. and he ends up with this kind of team of people. One of them is called Avocado. He's like a cat. He's really great. He's like a Han Solo type, I guess. Because I know he's... Alan Rogers is really like Star Wars, so I'm guessing that he must have been inspired by that. But it's so funny, and everyone, seriously, you need to watch it. You could just watch it online or something, but it's very funny.
Is it only available online, or can you watch it on TV?
No, it's on TV in America. I think it's on TBS or something.
Okay.
But I managed to watch it online.
Is it on YouTube?
I don't think so. I think I watched it on Daily Motion or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's they're like 20-minute episodes. But there's this character, he's like a little creature called Mooncake. And he's like this little green thing, and he's so cute. He doesn't even talk, he just makes cute little noises. So cute. And he's like a destroyer of planets, and it's really great.
Sounds like the best character.
He's so good. But yeah, that's just a short little segment about that, because I just thought everyone should know about it. So good.
I think I remember seeing a trailer for it, actually, but I didn't realise it was on already. So I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, definitely. It's really, I think it's going to be great. It's going to be... I hope it becomes like a big thing, because it really deserves to be, and I know he's worked really hard on it, so it was a really sad like episode last time. Like, this character Quinn, she's like sort of everything she knew is like a lie. And it's like she can't trust anyone now, and Gary also had his like backstory sort of out there a little bit. It was really depressing.
Okay.
Well, that's nice. So yeah, that's it. That's all I've got to say. Thanks.
Oh, I'm definitely going to check it out, and I think you guys should too.
Yeah.
A game I've been playing recently came out last week, 16th of March. I think that was last Saturday or last Friday. Last Friday, even. Is Kirby Star Allies, the latest Kirby game from Nintendo. Latest game for a while, I think. Latest Kirby game, anyway. I really like it. I think... Kirby's a character who I think, even if you don't play Nintendo, even if you don't play games, and you see Kirby, you love him. No one knows who he is or what he is. Is it even a he? No one knows.
Wait, is it that little pink thing?
Is that little pink
thing? I've seen a meme with him in. Yeah.
It's just, even if you just see a meme with him, you love him. He's basically a really cute, puffy, pink blob.
Yeah.
And he's amazing. So his general thing is he'll... There's no way of saying this without sounding slightly dirty. He'll suck up the enemy and swallow him. And swallow the enemy, and he gets their ability. So some examples are sword, cutter, fighter, and some new ones to this game, such as the artist ability, which is quite fun. But what's almost quite unique to this, what's quite unique about this game is there are certain... elemental enemies such as fire, water, electricity, that sort of thing. So say you get sword ability and then you have an electrical enemy. Of course, the main thing about this game is, I'll track back to that. The main thing about this game is you can turn your enemies into a friend. You can have three enemies behind you. So you throw a little friend heart.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And it's the cutest thing in the world. It's the most charming thing in the universe.
Why can't real life be like
that? I know, it's just such a beautiful, lovely game. You throw a friend heart at an enemy. They do a little animation.
Aww.
And then they're friends.
That's so
and
cute.
It's amazing. And so, yeah, so say you're a sword and you have an electrical enemy. You hold your sword up and then they'll hit the sword with their electrical ability. And then you have an electrified sword. And, I mean, it's a 2D platforming game, which is essentially, it's essentially a 2D puzzle platforming game, and you need to have certain abilities and certain elements to the abilities to help solve the puzzles, such as you need fire to shoot out the cannons and stuff like that. And it's just, it's really, really fun. It's not too difficult, but it's not too easy, but... You're not going to get a game over. Let's just say you start off with about 7 lives, and by about the third episode, you have about 100 lives.
That would be amazing for me because I suck at every game.
Exactly.
I would die just so quick. But if it's like a medium sort of level, I'd be good. So I might have to try that. I kind of want to get a Nintendo now just so I can.
The Nintendo Switch is great.
Sounds really cute.
It is. It's really, really charming. It's a beautiful game. Oh. I mean, I'm not one for like. Of course, graphics are important, but I'm not one for like, oh my god, the graphics are beautiful in this game. But it is really, really nice. So as well as what was also quite unique about this game is because you have the friends, which you didn't really have before in previous Kirby games, you have certain friend abilities that you can do.
I guess the moral of the story is friends make you stronger.
Damn straight they do. So you can do friend throw, but there are, for example, but there are more exciting, bigger friend abilities that you will have to do to progress in the level, such as friend circle, which you basically just hold hands and get in a circle and then you roll down the hill, which is amazing.
That is so sweet.
There's a friend bridge, which is like, you know that scene at the end of Lego Batman?
Oh, yeah.
Where they all, like, get on top of each other and then they create a bridge?
Yeah.
It's that, essentially.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's so nice.
Oh.
And they're fun beyond belief. And they're so cute.
That's so great. Thanks for telling me about that, because nobody should get it.
You've got to play it. Friend train. Oh, but the best one. I'm just gonna say it. The best one is friend train, because you get in a line, you start stamping your feet, and then whoever's at the front, usually Kirby, of course, he suddenly gets, because when you get an ability, it's signified by a different hat, and when you're doing friend train, you get like a little choo choo train hat.
Oh my god!
With like steam coming out.
I want to live in this game.
Yeah.
I want
the world would be better. The world would be a better place if it was all like Kirby.
That's so great.
So, I think, yeah, the graphics are great. It's super cute.
What more?
Like, oh yeah, like one of the super cute things. It's just, it says one of the, you know, like on loading screens when you get little tips and tricks.
Oh yeah.
One of them is, if you're low on health or your friends are low on health, collect food and feed it to them. Like, food will drop down, like donuts and apples and stuff. But I swear to God, it's like you're kissing them. It's like you'll get like you'll collect loads of food or loads of stars and something. Yeah. And then you'll just walk past your friends and then you'll just give each other little pecks on the cheek. That's and so it's cute. Just the most amazing thing in the universe. So that's just great. And the bosses are generally quite easy. I think
they'll make up in the end anyway.
Well, great. They're all quite easy. They're not difficult. They're certainly not difficult. As I said, you're not going to die in this game. There's no way. Even if it's the first game you've played, this isn't a bad thing. Even if it's the first game you played, you're not going to die in this game. But the final boss, I would say, is quite challenging, because it's a kind of a mixture of about 3 to 4 different bosses and different waves of bosses.
Yeah.
I mean, what's quite weird, the only really weird thing about this game is, as I said, it's so cute, it's so charming. They live in a little peace world, pop star, and it's just amazing. But at the end, like, the boss before the final boss starts rambling on about, oh, we've nearly got enough power to resurrect our Dark Lord.
I remember you telling me about that. Oh, that's so dark.
And then he goes on,
I wonder if there's any subliminal messages in this.
Maybe.
To turn kids into Satanists.
I wouldn't be surprised. Conspiracy time. But, and then, like, I can't remember if it's before or after you, like, defeat this guy for his first wave. And then his mask comes off. And he's like, oh, that crazy dingo guy out of Crash Bandicoot. And he's so freaky. And then he does, like, really, really quick paragraph ramblings on the screen that you only see for a second, because they do it. And then it goes to the next paragraph, then goes to the next paragraph. You can't even see it, but you just pick out words like Dark Lord and Vessel.
Oh my God.
It's like, what is going on right now?
Okay. I actually think that's trying to turn kids insane. I'm convinced.
It's
the
creepiest thing in the universe. But that's the only weird thing.
Like the whole cute thing is a facade. This is what they're really trying to push.
Exactly.
Is just that. That's amazing.
But yeah, that's really strange. But I think, all in all, I really love this game. And I'd recommend you play it. There are only a couple of things, I would say. Such as, because you have, it's not just you, Kirby, versus the enemies, because you have about 3 different people on the screen, your friends on the screen. It can sometimes, if there are more than like 1 or 2 enemies on the screen that you need to fight, it can sometimes get a bit chaotic. Like, you can sometimes lose where you are.
Yeah.
And sometimes it'll be like, you can basically just leave your friends to fight them and you can stand in the corner, which I wouldn't recommend, because whilst it's easy, it's not fun.
It's not the right thing to do.
It's not the... You can't leave them to do it alone. Got to be a true hero. Stronger
together.
I'd also say it's a bit short. Like, you can essentially finish it in a day or two. But on the flip side to that, as soon as you finish it, good old Nintendo, they give you loads of post-game content.
That's cool.
So that's really fun. Like boss tower and how long can you survive kind of things, and little mini-games.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. But also, there's not really much of a story. Like, whilst it's a really lovely game, and it's so nice, it just sort of... Like, what happens? Like, nothing really happens in it. But, you know, take it or leave it. That's not really the end of the world, but it is nice to have a story sometimes. But all in all, I'd say get the game, even just for, like, a weekend binge. You're bored one weekend. Just get it. And it's something that you can pick up and play again. I mean, that's almost benefited by the fact that there's no story. You don't have to, oh, I've seen this bit before, it's so boring. You know, it's just something that you can play when you're bored one day. And it's a lot of fun. It's very charming. I definitely recommend it.
So I just wanted to kind of briefly talk about something that I found interesting this week, or, you know, I think we should just start doing that for each episode. Maybe just something we thought might not fit in with the rest of the stuff we talk about, but fun story. Well, this depends on your definition of fun. So I'm gonna get my notes here because my sister helped me with this one. So she introduced me to Emoji Land, which it was from like a few years ago now, 2015. A bunch of like, I think they were like drama students from, it says they were from USC School of Dramatic Arts. So, you know,
sounds fancy.
You know it's serious. they had like a festival on where it's like musicals they were in progress of making. And they made one called Emoji Land. So people had the terrible idea of creating emoji-based, you know, art forms before Emoji Movie.
Wonder if they were any better.
But the thing is, there was one song that I actually liked, and I hate myself so much. Like, actual talent went into this. Like, there's a song called, it's sung by the Skull Emoji, by the way, just so you know. It's called Thank Me Now. It's actually quite good, and it reminds me a bit of the song from one of the James Bond songs. I can't remember what it's called. The Casino Royale one.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it reminds me of that. But there was this other one that, like, that one was good, but there was this one sung by the Monkey Emoji. And it's called Naughty Naughty or something, which, first of all, is just cringy.
That sounds very fitting for the monkey emoji.
But it's just this, like, buff dude, like, wearing, I think he had, like, monkey ears on or something, but he's just, like, in this, like, tank shirt. He was, like, a proper bro, like, a dude bro. And he was just, so someone was singing it, and he was, like, doing the monkey the dance emoji moves. Dance moves.
Oh, that's amazing.
I could have cried. It was so, like, I don't think I could do that. Like, I would be too embarrassed. But, like, the skull one was quite good, but that one was just, it was really cringy. I was just...
This is 2015, did you say?
2015. And
where has, like, this been hiding?
I don't know. It's like a just...
Emoji Movie. Rip-off.
I know.
Rip-off of Emoji Musical. I can't believe
this. This is really where they got the idea from.
I need to see it now.
You do.
Is it available online?
It's on YouTube, I think. Okay. I don't know how my sister found it.
Just Emoji Musical.
Yeah. It's called Emoji Land.
Emoji Land musical. Yeah,
but, like, how has no one else found this? Like, no one else has ever mentioned this to me.
It's obscure.
My sister just went into the depths of the internet the and the dark somehow web. Dug it up. Because all she's a musical freak.
Emojis live.
So that was just all I wanted to mention. Just put that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
That sounds amazing.
But that song was actually really good, and I was just really annoyed at myself for liking it.
I think...
The guy's actually really good at singing it as well. It's just...
I think we should definitely try and track down that song now.
We do.
Possibly even put it in the next episode.
Yeah.
Because it sounds beautiful.
Yeah. It's so good.
Watch this space, everyone.
Yep.
We hope you enjoyed this first edition of our podcast. Still thinking of a name, of course, but we'll update you on that soon.
Yeah, I had a great time. That was fun.
Yeah, it was. It was funner than I thought it was going to be. It was, it flowed a lot well.
A lot well. Nice grammar.
God damn it. It flowed a lot well right up until the second I said it flowed a lot well.
I can't believe your degree.
I know. Sometimes I can't believe it either. But alas, we will leave you with this. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Farewell. And however you say goodbye in French, how do you say goodbye in French? Au revoir, there you go. So we'll put our Instas and Twitters and social media accounts in the description, because that's how it works in the modern world, and everyone has to have a social media account. Because we're so edgy like that. We're we're going to break down in general.
Yeah.
Anyway, have fun, and we'll hopefully see you on the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.